The podcast Members of the Chamber is presented by Piper Foods and fueled by McCafe. If you're listening in your car, why not stop by one of Piper Foods' five McDonald's locations in Oakville or look them up on any McDelivery service. We thank Piper Foods for their generous support of our chamber and for everything they do in the community. Now let's get started. Welcome, Oakville Chamber, to Season 2 of our podcast, Members of the Chamber. Oakville Chamber members, one story at a time. Members of the Chamber is a podcast, where each episode we sit down with one member of our chamber community and have a conversation. A conversation about their individual entrepreneur or professional journey, their job, and how they ended up where they are today. My name is Drew Redden. I'm the President and CEO of the Oakville Chamber of Commerce. We're broadcasting from the Staples Studio co-working facility located at 320 North Service Road West in Oakville, Ontario, and this is Members of the Chamber. This episode of Members of the Chamber is brought to you by Staples Studio Oakville. We're currently recording our podcast, Members of the Chamber, in the podcast booth at Staples Studio Oakville on 320 North Service Road West, where they have everything you need to help your business. They're currently offering a safe and healthy place to work with desks, offices, and drop-in memberships. More than a co-working space, Staples is a community to help you work, learn, and grow. For more information on pricing, please visit studio.staples.ca or contact the community manager at studio.oakville@staples.ca for a tour.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of Season 2 of Members of the Chamber, the Best Advice episode. To shake things up a little bit, I brought in Thiara, our co-op student at the Oakville Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Thiara, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Chris, and I'm excited to be here.
So Thiara is in grade 12 at Oakville Trafalgar High School and started her co-op position with the Chamber in February. Thiara, what has it been like taking your classes virtually?
Kristen, I have to say that I've honestly gotten back my sleep. Before, I had to wake up an hour to get ready for class, and now I just wake up 5 minutes before and log into my Google Meet. But honestly, it hasn't been the best, like exactly what I hoped as my last year. You know, it's the last year I'm spending with many of my friends, and to sit in a 2 to 3 hour class virtually, it kind of sucks. But everyone's going through it, and I'm just hopeful for a better next year.
Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine that. And then on top of that, you start a co-op placement, which is also done remotely. Was this your first co-op placement?
I've actually done co-op before in grade 10 at a local makeup business, and I helped with their social media postings, and I went to their events, and it was really fun. I really liked that out-of-the-classroom experience, and I wanted to do it again, but never expected doing it virtually.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you find even joining a new team virtually?
Well, at first I was a bit intimidated because I didn't know what to expect, but everyone was super friendly and welcoming since the very beginning. And Kristen, you sent me an email right from the get-go of minions saying welcome to the team.
Yes, I do like my gifts here, and I do like my minions. But in all seriousness, everyone was really, really happy to have you as part of the team here. So far, have you had any favorite tasks or experiences at the chamber?
This might be uncommon, but I love working on spreadsheets. Like, I love it. Kidding. No, my favorite task, I mean, I don't mind working on spreadsheets, but my favorite task has to be distributing gifts to attendees of our Bell Let's Talk Healthy Minds and Resilience event, and either that or Project Binder.
Mm-hmm.
So our office has a mountain of binders, like hundreds, and Franz tasked me with the impossible of getting rid of them. And out of curiosity, I tried listing them on Facebook Marketplace, and while no one interacted with it initially, by the next day I had people coming in picking up 20, 30, 40 binders at a time. And let's just say we now have zero.
Yeah, fantastic project.
By far, my favorite experience is filming an episode at the Kojiko Studios for a conversations piece, or members of the chamber here in the podcast studio at Staples.
And now you get to star in it. Did you enjoy this season of Members of the Chamber?
Yeah, I listened to every single one. I love getting to know people and hearing their stories. And after listening to this season, I'm inspired, and I feel even more ready to embark on my journey and take on the world.
Oh, fantastic. And I have to say I'm the same. I love hearing people's stories and being able to share them. Definitely one of my favorite things I do here at the Chamber. I also love hearing their best advice. So, Thiara, let's get inspired and recap the best advice shared on this season.
We're going to continue with something we started in season one, where we end all our interviews with the same question. And that is, what is the best piece of advice you've received in your career?
When I launched into this business at ACE, it overlapped with a book project, in fact, that I was wrapping up. And it was for a couple of life coaches. I was ghostwriting the book for them. And this book was called Discover Your Compass. And it was all about following your intuition when you're making important life decisions, which wasn't really my forte, actually. I'm more analytical. I sort of want, you know, I want to see analysis and measurements and I want guarantees. And in working on that book for over a year with these experts, I learned so much from them. And what they taught me to do was kind of follow my gut, which wasn't something I did do instinctively. And when they heard that I was launching a business, when the book was over, they said to me, just remember everything we talked about in the book. Follow your gut, cancel out the noise. You know, you probably know what the right path is for each decision you're about to make, and just trust your gut. So I would say that was the best advice I got, just when I needed it.
Well, there's two things. I guess I remember telling all my kids that there's three things, really three important things you've got to know, I believe, in order to look at success going through life. One is shake hands with a firm handshake. Two is look them straight in the eye. And three is try not to upset them, because you never know when they're going to come back to help you 10, 30 years from now. The other thing is, I've never looked at challenge as the right word. I've looked at opportunity. And so I truly believe in opportunity. There are barriers out there, but we all have to figure out ways of getting through them. And so perhaps that's those two things I take away as part of my base rate education.
Well, it would have been my dad, and he said, listen to everybody's pieces of advice.
I like that. So,
yeah, and so, you know, I try and do that. You know, sometimes when you're younger, it's easy to be dismissive, but there might be a moment in time when that piece of advice is right for you.
Well, the best piece of advice that I received in my career was from my former boss. He's an amazing guy. He left the company, my last job, before me. And next time I saw him, and he said to me, Andrew, quit the corporate world whilst you can, so that you can set up your own business and run it before you retire. That if you wait till retirement age and start setting up your business, you may not have all the strength or energy or passion to do it. So I heeded that call, and I won't say comfortably, I'm watching my words here. I can proudly say that it's 3 years now that I left the corporate world, and I've been venturing in so many things, as you pretty much know, coffee, real estate, paid and unpaid consulting. So, but I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun, amazingly, better than when I was in paid employment. So for me, that will be the best advice, that I'll be honest, I'm happier than I was in paid employment. Obviously, I earn more in paid employment, but I find more joy and happiness being on my own.
That's a very good question. I think the best piece of advice I received in my career was, after working in TV for so long, I was nervous about making that jump. But a friend of mine just said to me, you've been in this industry for so long and you've always wanted to make a film, make a documentary outside of, you know, that institutional stuff, because I was executive producing within the broadcast mold. So the best piece of advice she gave me was, leave your job, go start your own business, start making films and, you know, doing the creative stuff you've always wanted to do. And that's what I did. And that was really the best piece of advice I ever had, because from there, all of this other stuff has happened from there. When I left, you know, maybe a comfortable job at TVO, it was a comfortable job. And yes, I was working in the television industry, but it's not the same as being, you know, entrepreneurial, being out on your own, you know, making your own creative projects. So yeah, that's what I would say the most important piece of advice that I followed would be.
Trust but verify, probably the best piece of advice that I've heard. Trust what you're given, but always verify that it's correct at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And always remember that the nicest person in the room, probably the one who's stealing from you.
So many. I mean, with any goal setting, right, if you want to make it happen, you have to get after it. And sometimes your inspiration comes from the action of actually working on it. But some of the best advice I received is just about how you approach things. And, you know, if you don't know what else to do, be happy to be there. And that's just an approach of facing situations and tasks with positivity and enthusiasm. Something else that I heard was to not spread yourself too thin. I mean, the practice of saying no to things is not easy, but it's very tempting at the beginning of networking and starting your business to join every association, every group out there. So I got the advice to kind of pick one or two, really build relationships and build connections there. And the Oakville Chamber of Commerce was that for me.
The best piece of advice, it's a tough one, but I guess I would say this. I would say that early on in my career, somebody told me, when you're looking to accept a job, don't think about what are you going to make here, or what role are they going to give you here. What you need to think about is, what are you going to become here? And that's not often defined in the role, you know, or the titles. It's, if I spend the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years here, what do I become at the end of as an individual, as a professional? It's a much deeper question. And that has served me well, and I pass that advice on to everybody. I know young people in particular who come to me for advice. I really get them to think about, you know, what do they become as people when they join this kind of organization. Yeah, I would say that's it.
Get a mentor is definitely the best piece of advice that I was given. Unfortunately, I didn't have it for quite some time. And it is definitely, definitely, without question, the most important thing. I think the other thing that's probably really helpful, again, something that I have now that I didn't have before, is a group of other business people. I happen to have like a mastermind accountability group that I work with once a month. And I think they are two of the best things that you can do for yourself. A mentor is someone who has so much more experience than you do, who can sort of, you know, look out for you in it and help you avoid some of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes. And, you know, making mistakes is all part and parcel of being an entrepreneur, but some of the costly mistakes or some of the more time consuming mistakes that you can avoid, at least some of those, was definitely a good thing. And having an accountability group or a mastermind group just helps to keep you focused and helps to keep you on track. Because, like I've mentioned already, there is occasionally that voice in your head says, who are you to think you can do this? And it's really good to have people to help you quieten that little voice that can come in and help with that imposter syndrome. You want to try and quieten that little voice, or at least that's what has worked for me for sure.
Wow. All such great advice.
I find it really interesting that everyone's been giving pieces of advice throughout their career, but one really stuck with them, ultimately changing their approach and path to success.
Yeah, that's true. Over the years, you receive endless advice, and it's neat to reflect on what really impacted you. Did any of our guests' advice resonate with you?
Yeah, mindset is key, and as someone stepping into the real world quite soon, I'm really looking to learn from others and develop my own mindset. When Dawn said, I never looked at challenges, I looked at opportunities, I had to pause for a moment. I don't think I will ever look at a challenge the same way again.
Yeah, that advice really hits home this year. It was definitely a year of its challenges.
Yes, although it had so many opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew at Second Cup Lakeshores also had great advice. If you wait until retirement to start your business, you may not have all the strength, energy, or passion to do it.
Mm-hmm. We often have ideas or say we're going to get to something.
Exactly. Even though now I might be saying one day I'll start a business or one day I'll backpack around the world, I can't wait till the day where I won't have to say one day anymore. And hopefully that day comes soon.
Well, Thera, I'm so happy that our members' advice has inspired you. But now, we do close every episode of Members of the Chamber with this question. What is the best piece of advice you've received so far as you are developing your career path?
Rejection is redirection.
Ooh, great advice to live by. And who shared that with you?
Well, my mom's always told me that everything happens for a good reason. But after my own experiences, I redefined that motto to rejection is redirection because it resonates with me more. You know, life keeps moving forward, and once you get past these crappy situations, you grow, more opportunities will present themselves, and you will come across more people. Here's an example from my own experience. So when I was younger, my dream was to do competitive swimming. Spoiler alert, I didn't make the team. I was devastated, but I decided to switch paths and try synchronized skating because I saw it at my local rink and I thought, you know what, let's give it a try. Well, can I say I'm glad they rejected me because I fell in love with the new sport, and I now have 2 Canadian national medals in my closet.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And I have to say, what a great outlook. So thank you for sharing that. And Thera, thank you for joining me on this special episode. You can now add podcast guest to your resume.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's a wrap for season 2. Stay tuned for season 3. We have more members of the chamber coming your way soon. To our members and listeners, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to tune in. If you know someone that would make an interesting guest on Members of the Chamber, please send us a note to info@oakvillechamber.com. We would love to hear from you. Make sure to stay up to date on what is going on at the Chamber by following along on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. Thank you to our host and President and CEO, Drew Redden. And a special thank you to our partner at Staples Studio Oakville for presenting this episode and their partnership over the season. And last but not least, thank you to our presenting partner, Piper Foods McDonald's Oakville, for your support and making this podcast possible. Talk to you soon, Oakville Chamber. Take care.